with chess in a way, because this Saturday, lots of you all around the country are going to be placing bets either with the bookies or within groups of colleagues and friends and family with the posters and the paper out, and everyone gets the name of a horse for the Grand National. The horse race at entry, obviously. And most know, I think, nothing about the odds and favourites and choose their horse pretty much on the name or jockey, just for that day only. People like me get involved just for the once-offness of it. But a top Cambridge mathematician has developed a formula, and this helps to identify the winner in Saturday's Grand National. So stay tuned, pen and paper at the ready. This could be the way to win a few bob. You may know William Hartston from Channel 4's Gogglebox programme. It's one of our favourite programmes on the television these days. We're all enjoying it on the programme here. He's also a chess grandmaster, so we're not dealing with any old chancer here. He's the real deal. Good morning to you, William.
I'm not a grandmaster. I'm only an international master.
No.
Sorry about that.
Excuse me, I just have to go and shoot somebody.
I am a Cambridge mathematician, so...
Well, we'll take that. How about that?
Yeah, let's go for that one.
And you love chess, clearly.
Of course.
Chess must sharpen the mind, does it?
Yeah, I think it must. It must be good for people to think occasionally.
Yeah, and just to kind of say in terms of strategy and next moves.
And working out winners of Grand Nationals.
Well, here you are. You have a formula. Would you like to share it with us, or do you want to give us an idea of how you came to use it?
Yeah, I'll give you a quick history.
Yeah, please do.
Last year, William Hill came to me and asked me if I could do an analysis, a mathematical analysis of the Grand National.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you've heard of this thing, the wisdom of crowds, that what large numbers of people tend to be doing tends to be the right thing. Well, actually, betting on the horse's name is the right thing to do.
Get away.
That's what my analysis showed, that there are certain patterns in the names of winning horses.
Right.
That, for instance, more Grand Nationals have been won by horses beginning with the letter R than any other letter. Even if you exclude Red Rum,
right,
R still wins. But in recent years, the R's have fallen off and the M's have been doing better.
Ah.
So weighting my formula in favour of recent years, M is my favourite letter. Also, the number of letters in the name seems to be significant. Very oddly, horses with 8 and 10 letters in their name, 8 or 10 letters in their name, do much better than horses with 9 letters in their name. eight and ten letter horses are the best thing. And the number of words in the name seems to be important. Okay. With the fewer words, the better. So a horse like, I think the favourite for this year's race is T for 3,
mm-hmm.
Which is written as one word. This is clearly a good thing to do.
Yeah.
On the other hand, T for 3 has... 10 letters.
Mm-hmm.
T-A-F-O-R, 11 letters.
Yeah,
11, it should be T for 4.
Yes.
Then it would have 10 letters, which is ideal. So it doesn't score perfectly on my formula. So I took into account the initial letter of the name, number of letters in the name, number of words in the name, mm-hmm. the age of the horse in years, and this year I've incorporated the first name and the surname of the trainer. The initial letters of them.
Right.
Sadly, I don't have the names of jockeys. This is what you people did wrong last year, you know.
What did we do wrong?
My top tip last year was Seabass, which was also the favourite, but it was written by Katie Walsh.
Yes.
Good Irish jockey,
yeah,
there.
Proper,
but her name begins. Her first name begins with K. No rider whose name begins with K has ever won the Grand National. Big mistake there.
That was a mistake.
It was a mistake of her parents giving her the wrong name.
What were they thinking?
Absolutely. Now, you'll be pleased to hear that this year, on my formula, the horse that comes out best, is another good Irish horse, Monbeg Dude.
Right.
Which begins with M, which is my highest scoring initial letter, and has 10 letters in its name.
Okay.
So it came out joint first with Raz de Marie, which I thought as a French horse, I just wasn't quite sure if my formula would work in French as well as in English.
It does, though, neatly.
So given the choice between an Irish horse and a French horse, of course we went for the Irish one.
Of course. So where
Monbeg
are we? Are we giving it to Monbeg Dude on the basis of your formula?
Yes.
Okay, so Monbeg Dude, two words. I don't know where Monbeg is.
It would do even better as one word, but they do spell it as two.
Okay, if it was one word, he'd probably win by a couple of lengths.
Absolutely.
But he might just win by a nose with two words, depending. If we
it's
take
the
this
space
logic.
Between the words, that's, it slows it down.
I only remember one horse that I bet on It always stayed with me because I just went, I love that name. It was called Rhyme or Reason. And that gives you your R, you know?
Yes.
Probably too many letters, but the R thing is working for me there, as it is for you.
But it was spelt as three words, was it?
Rhyme or Reason? Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, it should have been one word. Then it would have done well.
Yeah, because hashtags will help this a lot because, as you know, hashtags are all one words. You don't separate the words in a hashtag.
Oh, that's true.
So that's going to change things a little. In fact, even if you called your horse hashtag, it's a win, isn't it? Hashtag
has only got seven letters.
Can you name
almost as good as 8 or 10.
It's not bad. Can you use punctuation in the name of a horse?
Oh, I don't think you can.
There are strict rules for these things,
aren't there? And they mustn't have more than about 20 letters. There's a horse called is it Shakalaka Boom Boom this year?
I hope
which is one word, but it's far too many letters.
Far too many. I mean, it's unusual. You will never see a horse with an exclamation mark on its name, and you will never see a jockey with a beard. Why is that? Why are there no hipster jockeys?
I can tell you why Katie Walsh didn't have a beard.
I should bloody well hope she didn't have a beard. Now, let's talk a little bit about... Can I talk to you about Gogglebox for a moment?
Anything you like, yeah.
Because I'm enjoying your commentary on the television. It's a great old programme. I don't know who came up with it, but it's magnificent. How did you get dragged into this affair?
It's the guy I appear with on that.
Yes, who is, the Cluedo champion.
He was world Cluedo champion when I was British chess champion, which is probably how we met at some games thing. He's an accountant from Southampton, of all things. He had been approached by the Gogglebox people. His wife didn't want to do it with him, and he asked me if I wanted to appear on a television programme with him. And I said, is it absolutely crazy? And he said, I think so. And so I said, yes, I'll do it. And then I discovered what it was.
What did your wife think?
I don't know, I haven't asked her.
Does she watch it?
I very much doubt it.
Really? She does watch it. She has to watch it.
Well, we're not all that friendly these days.
Oh, I thought you had. I thought you were still with your wife.
We're still married, but we're happily separated.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That's your second wife,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, because were you married to a grandmaster at one stage?
A woman's grandmaster, yeah.
Gosh, how was that?
Oh, dear, you've done your homework.
Well, we're just keeping an eye on you, that's all.
That's what I need, a formula to predict wives rather than horses.
to make them last.
They're much the same.
I'll tell you what, you'll sell that all right, that formula. Okay, let's go back to Gogglebox. Your friend that you, the Cluedo champion, I'm sorry, I missed his name.
Joseph Collar.
Joseph. And did you meet at a sort of games conference? Are you friends?
We met at a wonderful event that was a charity walk around London, visiting all of the sites on the Monopoly board.
Oh, what a great idea!
I think it was when Waddington's owned Monopoly.
That's a great idea.
They had this wonderful thing for British Legion. And we were just walking around London. They had checkpoints at all of the Monopoly sites set up, and we had to go around and have our card marked.
What was your favourite?
Each of those.
What was your favourite stop?
Favourite stop was jail, because they held it at the Clink. And so I was able to walk around the Clink prison for the first time.
Get away.
Lovely place, yeah.
What a great idea for a charity event.
It's terrific.
Yeah,
and there were a couple of army teams in it, who were astonishingly fast. You had to use public transport or foot.
Okay.
So no taxis or helicopters.
Or dogs or hats.
They were really, really determined and just whizzed around all these places.
I can imagine. With the Gogglebox situation, what do they have? How many cameras do they have in the room?
They have two cameras.
Only two? Two
remote control cameras, one on each of us. They come along once a week with a DVD of all the programmes that they want us to watch.
Right.
And we just spend four to five hours just filming us watching these programmes.
In one go, one sitting.
More or less one sitting, yeah. And they have these two remote control cameras in the room, and the whole of the production team are in the room above, so we're not distracted by anything. It's just sort of normal television watching.
So is there a team in above the room in every house, or do they do it one at a time?
They have something like four or five teams who wander around about 10 houses.
And whose house are you in?
Mine.
And what's the painting behind your head?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Thank you.
I used to live next door. I used to have a neighbour who was a painter.
Yes.
And that was my favourite painting by her. And I told her not to leave. I live in Cambridge. I told her not to leave Cambridge without selling me the painting. And when she did leave, that happened. She thought I was joking, but I really...
Does it have a name?
I really like it. It's called The Shroud. Right. And the painter is called Rebecca Ivatz.
Okay, well done. Okay, so back to the viewing of things. What would your favorite program be before Gogglebox? Like, what are you an Inspector Morse fan? Are you a Marple Poirot man, or like, what are you into?
Saturday Kitchen.
Get away.
That's the only program that I really try to watch every week. Saturday Kitchen and The Big Bang Theory.
Oh yeah, okay.
They're about the only two programs
that you watch. So yeah. when you're sitting down watching X Factor and The Voice and everything else like that, and programs that are outside your comfort zone, shall we say, how do you feel about that? Are you enjoying it as an education, or are you suffering through it?
Sometimes I suffer, but I do enjoy complete rubbish.
Do you?
Yeah, it's things like soap operas that I really dislike.
Okay.
Because they're just so mediocre and predictable, and I always feel they're a waste of time. But some complete rubbish. X Factor I would probably quite enjoy because it is so bad.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Anything that's really bad or really excellent I can enjoy.
That's funny because you're a Cambridge graduate and you're not a master. What did you say? You're a chess...
Chess master, yeah.
You're a chess master. Not grandmaster. Yeah. Okay, excuse me. Yeah. And so you'd have a particular type of, if you like, an intellect or an intellectual curiosity. And I find that some people I've met who have that, who would be similarly inclined, you know, academically, if you like, their favourite programmes are things like Made in Chelsea. And I don't know, there must be a thesis to be written about this or something, because maybe it's a switch off. Maybe it's the anti-cerebral engagement or something, is it? It's the ultimate downtime for the brain.
I've always thought that I don't drive, among other things, because I've always thought that the level of concentration in driving is just the sort of thing that I don't like.
What does that mean?
Either intense concentration, like playing chess or doing maths, just a complete turn off the brain.
Okay, so you're an intellectual extremist.
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's either the very high end of an intense game of chess or right down the other end watching X Factor for the fifth week in a row.
Yeah, well, and I love doing the Gogglebox stuff because it forces me to watch programs that I wouldn't normally watch.
Yeah, and
which is quite fun.
Do you watch them in their entirety or do you just watch bits of them?
Most of them we watch in their entirety. Sometimes, particularly I think when they've recorded other families watching something, there are bits of the programme that they want to concentrate on, and so they will fast forward through to those bits.
Are there rules? I mean, are you allowed, did they say you're not allowed to, you know, be on a phone or an iPad while you're watching the television? I mean, do they have certain requests that you don't get involved in?
No.
I thought they might say stay off the phone.
They want the thing to be as natural as possible. Sometimes they will. Sometimes they'll even ask. Because I tend to bring up food and biscuits and things, sometimes they will ask for those to be particularly timed so that they can film me walking in and spilling a glass of wine.
Yes. Yeah. And do you watch it back, by the way?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I hate watching myself on television.
Okay.
But I love watching the others, actually.
But you like seeing the others coming and going.
I love some of the comments they come up with. It's a programme quite like and quite unlike anything else.
I think it's great. It's really engaging.
Somewhere between reality and a sitcom.
Yeah, it sure is. But you play your role in it, and you're a very welcome addition to the programme, William. I mean that.
Thank you.
Yeah, listen, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
And we'll do it all again someday. We'll be watching you next week on Gogglebox. And good luck with the Grand National. What are we talking about? The Grand National, yeah.
Grand National. Aintree. What are we talking about? I remember.
I forgot about that. I'm still on Monopoly in the clink, I think. But Monbeg Dude is what you're saying with the William Hill prediction from you, William. Is where
That's
we should
the
be
one.
All right.
Yep.
Look after yourself.
Thank you.